As promised, though, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings. Great story. He had the game-winning TD against Carolina Sunday. 6 receptions, 78 yards, and a TD in that game. For the season, 26 receptions, 300 yards, and a couple of TDs. He was the 176th pick overall in 2020 out of Miami. Minnesota is 3-3 on the year. They've got a big one coming up October 31st, so they're in the midst of their bye, but they are going to host Dallas on that night. KJ Osborne is my guest. KJ, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Listen, lots to cover, so let me just get right into it. You had an incredible game-winning TD in overtime on Sunday. Why don't we start there? What was going through your head when you lined up on that play?
I lined up, and I heard the call, obviously, and I just got my pre-snap read. I'm just kind of trying to read my triangle with the corner and the safety and the nickel that was over there. And, you know, I seen that it could end up being one-on-one with the safety, and, you know, I just ran my route. I got open, and Kurt threw an excellent ball, led me in the corner, and just executed. And it was a great play, obviously, a great walk-off win, so that felt really good.
Yeah, man, I bet. I love the explanation of that, too, and the execution. So you catch it, you get over the plane, you rip off your helmet, you throw it as a tribute to Stephon Diggs. I mean, when you said you get a great walk-off win, like, can you kind of describe to the layperson, what's it feel like to go on the road and get a win like that in overtime and walk off?
Oh, it feels amazing. It's almost similar to baseball, you know, just like the walk off, you know, just rounding the bases, hard fought win, man. You know, so many ups and downs in that game, going back and forth, and you know, 2-point conversions and field goals, and you know, a bunch of different things happening in that game, you know. So it was a good, you know, team win, but it feels awesome, you know, going into enemy territory. There was a lot of Vikes fans there, which, you know, they traveled well, which is awesome, which is cool to see. But, you know, it felt amazing, you know, to get out of there with the win and, you know, a great way to set up our bye week.
KJ Osborne is joining us. So it's not only that play that you walked off on, but you also had a huge catch on third down earlier in the game. You received the game ball after the game. What did that honor mean to you?
That was huge, man. That was really cool. Obviously, that was my first time, you know, experiencing something like that. So that was really cool to me. That meant a lot to me, you know. You know, just living out my dreams, man. That's what kids dream of, and, you know, making those big time plays. You know, it's definitely a team effort, but you know, that felt really good.
We're talking to KJ Osborne. You hit on something right there that I wanted to ask you about, because you're making plays, but you're making really big plays in really big moments. As an example, your head coach Mike Zimmer said afterwards, quote, "When the game has been on the line, he's produced. I really believe that Kirk has a lot of confidence in him," end of quote. I mean, Mike Zimmer's not throwing that around now, right? That's not what he does. What's it mean then to hear that from your head coach and to know your veteran quarterback has got that kind of confidence in you in big moments like that?
Again, man, that means everything. That's my first time hearing that. So, you know, that made me smile. You know, I appreciate that that confidence and from Kurt and from coach. You know, that was my main thing that I was trying to do is, you know, come in and, you know, earn that confidence and that respect and dependability, you know, from myself, and so I can show that to my teammates, my coaches, to Kurt, you know. And I've been able to come up with those, you know, those big time plays and those moments, you know, time and time again. You know, Kurt has drove us down there, you know, game after game after game. You know, I just try to, you know, again, do my job. You know, it makes my job easier. You know, Kurt throwing great balls, the offensive line is protecting well. You know, I got Justin and Adam out there, you know, getting open as well. So it's been really great, and you know, I appreciate that. And again, I'll just kind of keep stacking days, and you know, continue to develop that trust with Kurt.
I like that. Keep stacking days. Minnesota Viking KJ Osborne joining us. I think, though, even though we're talking about this, I think that I'm not really doing it justice. The point that I have to make, Dalvin Cook said this, quote, "I love KJ for a lot of reasons. He just kept his head down. He believes, man. To see him work and take that wide receiver 3 spot behind 2 good guys." See, that's a key point that we haven't gotten into. When there are 2 other great receivers on the roster, it would be easy to think, I might not get my chance. So how have you managed to stay locked in and focused and make sure you take advantage of every chance you do get?
Just exactly what Dalvin said and what you just said yourself. You know, I know, you know, I'm playing with 2 superstar receivers, which is, amazing. I can't say enough about Adam Thielen. I'm so blessed to be able to be in a locker room with him, and you know, sharing his knowledge with me. You know, I'm watching him, you know, all day, every day. Obviously, Justin Jefferson is a special talent. You know, me and him have been cool. We trained together for the combine. You know, we ended up getting drafted to the same team. You know, going through our rookie year together and going through this year, that's been amazing. You know, just watching those guys, learning from them on the practice field. But you know, we do, you know, the Vikings, we do you know, three wide receiver sets. So you know, we'll do some two tight end sets. You know, obviously we have a fantastic running back down back there, but you know, there's going to be a need of wide receiver three. And you know, I know, you know, if Justin and Adam, you know, aren't open, or if they're getting double cover, you know, Kirk got to have somebody else to throw it to. So I know my opportunity is going to come. And again, I just try to execute, go out there and run every route. Like, I'm the number one read, you know, so if it's coming, I'm going to be ready. And I've been ready for my opportunity, and that's what I've been doing these last couple games. And it just happened to be, you know, in these really big-time moments.
KJ Osborne, my guest. Listen, I can't imagine a better attitude for it. However, take me back to last season. I mean, this attitude's even more impressive when you consider, dude, you did not play a single offensive snap last year. What right. was last year like for you?
It was different. It was different. Obviously, you know, I'm coming from the U, you know, a big-time school. You know, when you get drafted, you know, obviously you were in a way different position when you're playing in college. So, you know, last year, you know, it was tough. You know, definitely a learning experience. But, you know, again, I didn't put my head down. You know, I played some on special teams as a returner. You know, didn't really feel like I, you know, put my best foot forward. You know, didn't display who I truly was. And, you know, so this year, you know, I came back and I just continued to work. Last year, you know, I was on scout team, and I worked my butt off. You know, I tried to give those guys a great look, you know, going against our first team corners every week and, you know, practicing as, you know, the opposite team number one receiver. You know, I didn't put my head down. I came to practice and I worked every day, you know, because I knew my opportunity would come. And, you know, when I see this in India, last time we played the Lions, and, you know, ever since then, my offseason, you know, I've kind of flipped the switch and, you know, ready to take what's mine.
Dude, you get it. You absolutely get it. I was going to ask you about the offseason. I mean, it's one thing that when you're on the scout team last year and you're doing everything you possibly can, you're showing up every single day with the right mindset, the right energy, the right approach. I'm really curious about that offseason, though. How did you approach the offseason and prepare yourself to have the breakout year you're having? What types of things did you do, and what kind of a mindset did you have?
My mindset, I was like super focused. I was super focused. I had a lot of goals written down. You know, my mindset was, you know, all right, you know, I'm in the NFL now. Now, you know, get over that and the cloud nine of being in the NFL. Or, like, what you going to do in the NFL? You know, like, you made it now. Like, you know, now what you going to do? Can you stay there? Can you produce? Can you make plays? And I worked my butt off. You know, that's something I've always done. And I got a little bit faster. I've always been a strong guy. So I didn't want to be too strong. So actually I knocked off about 5 pounds. To help me move a little bit better. I really focused on, like, my on-field stuff, you know, my techniques and route running and, you know, my football IQ. But my mindset was laser-focused, you know, whether that be my eating, sleeping, you know, playbook, film, you know, extra work, taking care of my body. So we came to OTAs, you know, I was locked in, ready. You know, I knew it would be a lot of competition for the receiver three job. And, you know, I just came and, again, just tried to take advantage of my opportunities. And, again, like I told you before, you know, I just tried to keep stacking days. Whether it's good days, bad days, you know, the next day, you know, forget the previous day and do it again and do it again. You know, just try to create that consistency, because that's what the great ones do. So that's what I just try to do, be where my feet are and keep stacking days. That was my mindset.
I love those two things, man. Be where your feet are and stack days. I got to ask then, if you have that process and you've got that discipline and you've got that mindset, I mean, how many bad days do you really have? How often do you have a bad day? And what would you consider a bad day?
You know, so it's also a saying that one of my boys say, no bad days.
Right.
So it's like you can have a bad day, like as far as maybe a performance. You know, I hold myself to a higher standard than any coach can or any player. So, you know, if this is maybe not a performance that I want, or, you know, it's something that, you know, I didn't go right. You know, I don't really let anything, you know, ruin my whole day. You know, there's so many seconds. You've heard the quote, so many seconds in a day. You can't let 20 seconds or 10 seconds ruin your whole 24 hours. So I can't really say that, you know, I try not to, you know, obviously I am human. I try not to let, you know, some things just ruin my whole day, you know, maybe moments. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a man of God. You know, I'm blessed, man. I'm living my dream. You know, I'm helping my mother out. You know, my sister and my family are able to come see my games, man. Many millions of kids would be blessed to be in my position and pray for it. So at the end of the day, man, I'm blessed. So I don't really let too much stuff get down on me because, you know, this is what I prayed for. You know, again, it's going to be another 24 hours the next day. So that's kind of how I try to keep a positive mindset.
I love it. No bad days. All right, so what about the bye week? Now you've got yourself a bye week. I know you're not going to get too far off the path, but how do you spend the bye week?
Right, I'm going to take care of my body a little bit. I'll relax. I'm actually going to go down to Miami, watch the Canes play. They're honoring the 0-1 team this weekend, so it'll be a lot of the legends there and alumni. It's a great brotherhood, so I'll be able to talk to some of those guys, you know, go watch the Canes play. And then, you know, just kind of relax for a little bit. You know, I can probably get ahead on some film, you know, do some stuff around the house before I take off. But I'll just relax and, you know, get ready to go because after this, you know, we got a tough stretch coming up.
All right, so really quickly before you go, what about the brotherhood? These are challenging times right now for the program, but what's it mean to you to be a part of that brotherhood, the Cane brotherhood? How do you explain the brotherhood for those who don't know?
It's great. It's great. And I think it's, you know, one, you know, more than any other. You know, you hear people talk about it, but you know, when I was at Miami, you know, how many guys would come back through there, whether that be, you know, Michael Irvin, Santana Moss, you know, Ed Reed comes through there, you know, Ancho Roll, like it's a bunch of guys that come back and, you know, be able to speak to us, you know, reach out to us after games. You know, and it's really cool. It's really cool. And again, they're a brotherhood. They're always reaching out, no matter how big of a name they are. You know, they're not scared to give you your number, tell me to call. You know, Reggie Wayne, I spoke to him a couple times. Tell you to call. You know, reach out to him if you got any questions. I keep thinking of guys, Andre Johnson. Like it's literally, they tell you to reach out, talk to them. You know, it's a real brotherhood. They're not going to big time you or anything like that. You know, I was only there for 1 year, and they treated me there like I was there for, you know, my whole 5 year of college.
On both sides of the ball, too, man. Edge,
it's really cool.
Edge, Jonathan Vilma. I mean, we can go on forever. All these
Vilma,
names.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm literally every one of them. Like, I can reach out to them, talk to them, and it's cool too. You know, you have a big game, and you come back to your phone, and I got a text from Santana Moss. I'm like, what? First of all, how do you get my number? Second of all, like, this is cool. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's awesome. The brotherhood is great. You know, people come down there and connect all the time, and this is cool. So I'm excited for that.
What about Warren Sapp? You want to talk about larger than life, man? Sapp was something else, dude.
Definitely.
All right, so I got one last thing for you. What about your dog, Larry, dude? For those who do not know, what kind of a dog is Larry? How's Larry doing?
Larry is doing great. He is right here at my heels right now. I'm walking in circles. He keeps trying to bite my ankles. This is my guy, man. I have a little English bulldog. He'll be one next month on 11/11. He's been great, and it's actually more than I even, you know, could imagine. You know, last year, obviously, I was up here in Minnesota, and you know, I didn't know anybody. Obviously, it was COVID, so I couldn't leave the house. So you know, I was up here by myself, and you know, some of the times we get off early, we're done at 12 o'clock, and I'm just kind of just sitting in my house, you know, in the city where I don't know anybody. We can't really go anywhere. And, you know, now that I have, like, a dog, you know, I didn't really know how much of an impact it kind of had on me, kind of teach me some different responsibilities, but it gave me some company. You know, it's always love. Like, you know, like you were talking about, if I have a good day, if I have a bad day, when I come home, you know, Larry wants to play. He wants to jump on me. He wants to lay on me. So it's been really good. Again, give me some responsibility, but he's been awesome. He's done good.
Yeah, it's unconditional love, man. That's what it's about.
Always.
KJ Osborne, our guest. KJ, great to have you on, man. That was fun. Really good conversation. Appreciate you, and great to have you on. Thanks for doing that.
You as well. Thank you very much for having me.
Nice job, KJ. Really well done. Back-to-back guys, young guys who are playing really big and who really get it. Jordan Fuller and KJ Osborne. Still ahead, David Bell. Meantime, in Philly, the bleep is hitting the fan. Like, it's getting worse. As I do these interviews, it's just getting worse.